Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We all know there are hungry people in the world. A United Nations report entitled Making New Technologies Work for Human Development says Western-based environmental groups are impeding efforts to address hunger in the third world by trying to block the development of bioengineered foods. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. I'm back from Ukraine, a rural nation struggling to recover from the hangovers of communism. It does have a great agricultural potential, but before you become concerned that we're talking about another Brazil, I don't think so. They have so much pent-up demand for meat, pork, beef, poultry, they can crank up their grain production quite a bit before it'll spill over into the world market. But time will tell. It's a lot better to have them as a friend and not part of the old Soviet Union. Upon return to the United States, I was asked by President Bush to join in a meeting at the White House with business and industry representatives. He asked our help to fund and pass his budget priorities. The priorities make a lot of sense to me. Number one, adequate funding for homeland security. Number two, rebuild the military. And number three, keep the economy growing. He told us once again that we will find the killers responsible for 9/11 and they will be brought to justice. He added, and I quote, "They must have thought as a nation that we'd be so materialistic and self-absorbed that all we would do is file a lawsuit." He told us also that we can expect the biggest increase in military spending in 20 years this time around. Of course, that's after years of decline and neglect. The president warned that some members of Congress want to roll back the tax cut. He said that raising taxes would slow the economy. He wants us to make the tax cut permanent, especially the elimination of the death tax. And we all erupted in applause at that. The president's budget calls for a 2% increase in spending outside of homeland security and defense. Hold the line at 2%. His words, I quote, "We must be responsible in spending the people's money. Don't overspend. I'm asking for your help. You have the tool to help. Your voice. I have the tool. My veto pen. And I say, use it if necessary." Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.